We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls basketball, AHSTW, with the head coach for the Vikes, and it's Jason McCall. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Pretty optimistic. We got a young group. We don't have a lot of varsity experience. We're only returning one varsity player, so there's some learning happening right now, and we've been pretty patient, and we're just trying to put things together one day at a time. And it's a long season, so I think we'll have some good and bad ups and downs, but just like any team, you just kind of have to weather that and stay in the present and keep working together and staying together.
Well, that's difficult. Only one varsity. That's rough. Who's the one player that's coming back this year that you're going to have to rely on?
So Ava Paulson, she was out about three quarters of the year last year, but towards the end, she was a regular starter. Bella Lamp, she's a sophomore. She had a little bit of time here and there. She also had the injury bug last year, and then McKenna Paulson was kind of in the rotation at times. So in terms of starting varsity players, we're pretty limited in terms of experience. So a lot of them are going to get kind of thrown into the fire and going to have to learn pretty quickly. And we have a good group to do that. So we're going to, like I said, just be as patient as possible. They're great young girls, and they're very coachable. They ask great questions, and they're pretty close together. So I think a lot of that will pay off for us throughout the year. It's a long one. At times it's more mentally tiring than it is physically. So I think I have a great group.
So tell me more about Ava. I mean, she did not shoot very much from the outside. She's a pretty good rebounder. She only made 9 starts last year. That's what's on paper. But give me something that maybe we don't know about her and how she's going to handle being a leader this year as a junior.
Yeah, she's definitely stepped up here in these first 2 weeks of practice. She does see the game really well. She's very smart, basketball-minded. So she has a great shot too, and I think she's kind of expanded her game a little bit where she knows that she can kind of step out and shoot the ball a little bit. She doesn't have to be down low as much, but she finds ways to get open on offense. She sees the floor really well, and she's done an awesome job and a better job of communicating with teammates and kind of allows them, those younger girls, to kind of see what she sees. So she's going to be in a teacher of her own, and that's a huge step for her.
And McKenna, is that her twin sister?
Yes, McKenna is her twin sister.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, obviously McKenna's going to have to be there as well as a junior. She didn't get as much playing time as her sister Ava, but, you know, what do you see from McKenna? And also Bella Lamp. I mean, again, not much playing time last year, but a little bit of experience with those two coming back.
Yeah, McKenna and Ava are pretty similar. If you believe it or not, you know, being twins, McKenna's the same way. She sees the game really well. I think, once she starts, getting more confidence in her shot, she's a great shooter, that she can add some pressure to some defenses and teams throughout the season. And, she's another one that improved a lot and, still has a ways to go, which is awesome. And, if we can find ways to get her involved on the offensive side, it'll create a little bit more of a dynamic for us. And, Bella, she's coming along too. She's got some varsity time in other sports, so hopefully that confidence of being out there on the floor or field or track is going to carry over to basketball, and I think she's done an awesome job of being a leader. She's super vocal. She brings high effort and energy every day, so I think she'll be one that is able to weather the storm at times when we're struggling and be a great leader during those moments.
Well, then you got some sophomores who saw limited action last year at varsity, I mean, very limited, and they're going to have to step their game up now as potential starters with Addison Carroll and Macy Goshorn and Kendra Hansen. What can you say about each one of these three players that suddenly their role is going to increase dramatically?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, kind of going back to the start, you know, I was a part of some teams too where there's a lot of programs out there. We have a very young team, and it's kind of about that sophomore year where you do lose a senior class and you're next up. And it's like I said, you get kind of thrown into the fire like that, but they're a really, really good group. They work very, very hard, and they have improved a lot. Addison Carroll, she's a great example of that. She's put a lot of time in the off season. She continues to show up and work harder than just about anybody I've ever seen. So, she's gonna keep getting better. Kendra Hansen, she's finally healthy for me. I haven't got to coach her in basketball. She's been out for about 3 years, seems like about this time of the year, she's got a brace on or a boot on, and finally got her out of one. So we're going to work her way back in there and keep her healthy. And I think she'll add be a great piece to this team moving forward. And then Macy Gosshorn, she's a great kid. She's improving her game on both sides of the ball. And I think she's on a steady incline, and we just got to keep getting better.
So, I mean, those are the players that you're going to have to rely on. I mean, there's six there. Outside of that, I imagine you're probably seeing what else you got in terms of moving up to varsity. What other freshmen, sophomores, young players you think can contribute this year, and you're going to need them to?
Yeah, that's been the best thing is these freshmen that have come in, they're really, really tough. They're very strong, and I would say more so mentally than anything. They're not scared of much, and they've added a great piece to a practice mentality where they show up and work their tails off and give us good looks. But I think a few of them are going to find their way up there in a varsity rotation at some point this season, just with how focused they are, how badly they want to be on the floor, how much they're willing to do to get out there. And I'm a very fortunate coach to have that, where you do have a young group that's very determined like that and are willing to be coached and are willing to show up every day with the same type of energy and effort. And I think they'll be consistent with it. And I think that's going to prove wonders for us here in the long run.
Very good. I mean, obviously a young team, no seniors, two juniors, the twin Paulsons there. So you're largely have a team of sophomores and what freshmen can make it to varsity. What's your focal point here at the start of the season as players start to come in and try and learn their roles? I imagine it might be a work in progress, at least at the beginning.
Yeah, it definitely is a work in progress. And for myself, I just have to continue to tell myself to be patient. You know, you want to play your best basketball at the end of the year. And I think this is a group that has so much that they have yet to learn. That where we are now will be completely different than where we will end up in February. So I'm very, very excited for it. Hopefully we can just piece one thing at a time together every practice, every game throughout a long season. And if they continue to stick together and continue to show up like they have been at practice, I think we'll kind of figure out what we need to do. They do a good job of understanding what their role is. They're very, very selfless. So there's not a lot of girls on this team that are about themselves. They're about the team. So that's a good thing to have. And I think once they play a little more ball together, they spend a little more time together, we'll kind of be a little bit more cohesive and have some continuity on both sides of the ball.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck to you and your Vikes throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Jason McCall, head coach for AAHSTW Girls Basketball with us here on KSOM.